All right, research hypotheses and null hypotheses for R. When we were talking about ANOVA, we always talked about mean differences. When we talk about correlation, we always talk about linear relationship. It's not enough to say relationship, you have to say linear relationship. The following three phrases are equivalent: linear relationship, linear association, and correlation. Because correlation implies you're looking for a linear relationship. Don't ever use the phrase linear correlation. You look silly. That's like saying, well, it's a dog dog. What kind of dog? A dog. Right? Research hypotheses are always about what's expected in the population. Remember, this is a game of representation and inference. We like our sample participants. We take good care of our sample participants. We wish them well. We give them credit or money and sometimes cookies and Kool-Aid. We like them. But their purpose is to represent the target population. So when we hypothesize, we're not hypothesizing about the participants we actually run in our studies. We hypothesize always about the population that they represent. The correlation has three possible research hypotheses: no linear relationship, a positive linear relationship, or a negative linear bad thing. That's all you got. Now remember, this is where statisticians and data analysts diverge a little bit. We accept the notion that sometimes, based on whatever we're working with and hypothesizing from, that we don't expect the relationship. We're allowed to hypothesize a null. The null hypothesis itself is always no linear relationship, because we have to start somewhere, and in linear correlations, R equals zero is the zero we start with. It's the null that we start from. When we were doing ANOVAs, we talked about the importance of drawing the boxes. Usually in all our ANOVAs, we drew two boxes. We said what was the IV. We have the conditions. And we decide if something is between groups or within groups. In correlation, drawing the boxes is expressing the research hypothesis and the null hypothesis as a scatter plot. So people who have more depression before therapy will be those who have more depression after therapy. Doesn't matter which one you put on which axis. The null hypothesis is always the same thing. A circle. No linear relationship. Here we're hypothesizing more depressed before, more depressed after. That's a positive linear relationship that's being hypothesized. Do you see that? Okay. Those who study more have fewer errors on the spelling test. Notice how we characterize performance. Fewer errors. And so that's going to lead to expecting a negative relationship. More study, lower errors. Performance isn't related to practice at all. In this case, the null hypothesis and the research hypothesis are the same. That can happen. Sometimes what we expect is to not find a relationship. People who score better on the pretest will be those who tend to score worse on the post-test. It's a different phrasing. Now it's the people who phrasing. Those folks who are higher on the pretest tend to be lower on the post-test. As always, the null hypothesis is a circle. No linear relationship. You can't predict depression from the number of therapy sessions. Can't predict implies no linear relationship. And so once again, the null and the research hypothesis are going to be the same. I predict that larger turtles will eat more crickets. Oh, now we're getting into the good stuff. Okay? Again, a positive research hypothesis. Higher scores on size go with more crickets. Lower scores on size go with fewer crickets. So this is what it means to draw the boxes, to capture the expected linear relationship and the expected null with a couple of circles or oblongs here in this grid. We've seen this slide a couple of times before. You'll see a slide like this for every one of our four statistical models. I'm trying to remind you that what researchers and practitioners do is act on results. A hardcore statistician analyzes the data, ends up with a p-value, tells you to retain or reject the null, goes home for a beer. Statisticians analyze data. What researchers and practitioners do is analyze data and then they act on those data. I like to use the word act on. I also like to use the word believe, act as if, have hope on, have hope in, depend on. All of these words the statisticians never use. Because researchers and practitioners aren't done when the analysis is done. They've just started. You've got to look at that hypothesis testing situation, decide whether or not there's a relationship, whether or not the relationship matches the research hypothesis, and then you start as a researcher or as a practitioner. Is the theory going to stay the same, or does the theory have to change based on the data? Is practice going to stay the same, or is practice going to change because of the data? And that's why you've got to think about things this way. When you retain the null, you're concluding the linear relationship between these variables in the sample is not strong enough to allow me to conclude, believe in, trust, act on a linear relationship between them in the population represented by the sample. It's all about representation and inference. When you reject the null, you're concluding the linear relationship between these variables in the sample is strong enough to allow me to conclude, believe in, hope in, act on a linear relationship between them in the population. You've got to remember why we're crunching numbers. We're not crunching numbers to crunch numbers. We're crunching numbers to make decisions on which we're going to act. That's the difference between us and statisticians.